Sammy Osmakok is accused of planning to use weapons of mass destruction and of possession of a machine gun that was not registered.
If you could lay out what the prosecution was saying that were some of the crimes that they suggest that he was going to do.
He said them himself. I mean, they have recordings of that, but he's going to go at McDinton's pub. I believe he's going to blow that up. He's going to take hostages somewhere, at some other major place with lots of people. And the purpose of the hostages was to get Muslims released from prisons, like overseas in Guantanamo. One name he named was Afia Siddiqui. She's been held in solitary confinement in Texas for years now after being disappeared in Afghanistan for 5 years. So this was his goal. I mean, he's trying to right the wrongs, but you know, this is not the kind of thing he could have planned on his own. I'm totally convinced.
What's been happening in the trial and what's the evidence looked like?
George Tragos is his defense lawyer, and their defense is that he was entrapped by the FBI informants, and they feel he was susceptible to that because of a number of mental health issues. He's been diagnosed by 5 different psychiatrists or psychologists as having psychotic behaviors, and 2 of them call this schizoaffective. And there's also some consensus that he is paranoid, that he's depressed, and he suffers from PTSD. The only one that disagrees is the government's psychiatrist, who was paid $40,000 for his diagnosis, but everybody else is pretty consistent about that.
What are some of the examples they gave of his instability, his mental health issues that you heard about in court?
One thing he did, he was at one time thinking about killing his family, which was, you know, basically delusional. And he's also been in solitary confinement for the past 2.5 years. His trial just started 2 weeks ago. And the psychiatrist in the Pinellas County Jail where he was held, they had him on antipsychotic drugs. So it has been recognized by them. But there's another thing I heard in court is one thing, he went overseas. He was wanted to help fight against the oppressors, you know, which would be the American oppressors. So he went overseas without bothering to get visas, so he couldn't get into any of the countries. He didn't bring the proper clothes with him. And then he finally had to call his parents to get money to get home. So he's not good at planning things. I mean, that definitely came out in court.
So did he come up with all of these ideas to harm people in a bar in South Tampa and so forth? Did he come up with these ideas himself?
You know, that I don't know. Another interesting thing about the case is they recorded a lot of meetings with him and this confidential human source, as they call him, which is a paid FBI informant, whose identity is a secret to everybody, including the lawyers, the defense lawyers, so they couldn't cross-examine this person. All of these recordings are all submitted into evidence. Sammy and the confidential human source met for about a month before they started recording. So this is where the ideas came in, I think.
So someone with the types of mental health issues that you're talking about, are they capable of planning the elaborate attacks that he's been accused of?
I would say in this case, definitely not. This trial differed from many of them because, you know, the FBI informant befriends the person that they're trying to accuse of terrorism or get him involved in something. So they can plan a plot and then they foil the plot and then they put the person in jail. I mean, typically that's the plan. And in this case, they accidentally recorded themselves talking amongst each other. So you have a recording of just FBI agents talking. And what they said there was they're worried about controlling him. They said he was wishy-washy. He was disorganized, and he kept changing his focus. He kept changing what he was going to do. And so I say, did no way he could have planned this without some assistance.
The jury's out right now. What do you think will happen?
I hate to say. I know entrapment cases are very difficult to win. So I hope they go with entrapment. I mean, the judge's jury instructions, I thought, were very good. The defense lawyer's closing arguments, he focused on the lack of evidence. You know, he said, you saw this evidence, think about what you didn't see. You know, what happened that first month when they did not record Sammy. And there's a year of surveillance of Sammy, and he should have had those reports, but he was not given those reports. The government lawyer, she disagreed with that. She tried to tell the jury, you can't consider lack of evidence, but the judge put them in the jury instructions today. He said that you can consider the evidence presented, you consider the lack of evidence. So I hope they consider it. To me, I would say he was entrapped, but I don't know. I hope they do.